Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to season four.
Season four.
Not a full intro season episode.
Nope.
This is phone, Paul.
Yeah.
On silent, fine. Please. I'll check mine before I get told off as well.
It's wingman duties.
So it is, we're going to do a pre-season four prequel intro, quick 10, 20 minutes tops, shake just off the cobwebs.
I think it's just to say we are still here.
We are still planning
to do season four.
To be fair, we took Christmas off and then ended up taking January pretty much off. It's February now.
Yeah, we've taken a long time off.
I feel like we needed it.
Yeah.
I feel like we needed it. I feel like you needed it.
But I don't think we started season three till like February anyway, did we? So we're still on par.
January's a free month. You know, January sucks in many ways. Obviously work, long payday. I think we're all definitely feeling a social media purge.
Mm.
So we'll start again in a couple of weeks with episode one.
Episode one, season four.
Will give us time to hatch our master plan.
Yes.
We did, in fairness, go through our plans for season four.
We attempted to have a little meeting about what we wanted to do.
The meeting was good. We just did nothing after it.
Yeah, we had all the ideas.
Was great.
Right, we've got ideas. Cool. Moving on.
But then life happened.
Yeah.
If you do hear lots of noise in the background, we do actually have people in the house tonight. Normally we record this.
Just us two.
Normally just us two. Now we have kids running around upstairs, wives next door. So you may hear ambient noise.
Mm. And we're going to talk a little bit quieter so they don't know what we're talking about them.
That's it. We're talking about them. Douchebags. So yes, welcome back everyone. If you have missed us, then we are back and we will be recording a full episode in a couple of weeks. We're now back on rotation, so you are off work tomorrow.
Yes.
Which means in 2 weeks time you'll be off work again, and we can do a full episode.
We'll do a proper episode.
So
yes.
What do we want to tell everyone for our intro of season four? Our thoughts on where we're going with this?
I guess so.
Podcast.
I guess that's a good idea. Yes, I think the main objective this season was that we wanted to try and add a bit more structure.
I think
as much as we love the like sort of trying to wing it and
having a good old chinwag off the
cuff, which we're still going to be the same old, that effect isn't going to change. I think we're just going to try and have a more overarching topic each week rather than just trying to spitfire loads of topics and condense them into one episode.
We kind of preempt the topics for the season in advance.
Yes.
So you know what's coming.
Or at least the following week we know what we've got and we can sort of during
pre-announce
that
call, it.
Then we've got a whole week, well, 2 weeks almost
to think about it.
Think about it, get out, and then we can see what happens from there.
And then our other thought was to get a bit more audience participation in the drinkage / surprise element of the podcast, which we really enjoy. Obviously,
the mystery beer is fun, but we're running out of ideas.
So the idea, if I remember correctly, was also potentially to introduce a bit of fun with mystery food items.
Yeah,
but
sweet treats.
You and I always doing that, or very hot treats, or very sour treats, or stinky treats, or whatever. But the thought was that we maybe put an Amazon list of items ranging from sweet to sour to nasty to hot. And we allow people to, they'll be cheap. The rule I think we set was under a fiver or something like that.
It won't be like ludicrous.
So no one's having to spend too much money. But if you wanted to
participate
in the podcast and actually send us something pretty foul
if
or
you're
fun
sat there thinking I really like these guys but I really want to make them suffer by making them eat something disgusting and then having that piece of food or drink filmed and then posted on the internet, then that's more you.
I mean, we'll still get drinks anyway, so this is almost like an accompaniment.
Yeah, we're still going to get drunk and buy our own drink.
Exactly.
But if you want to surprise us with some,
it could be really stinky cheese.
It could be
the worst pork scratching covered in pig hair.
The one chip challenge, I don't
know. The one chip challenge. It could be basically the killer Tabasco or whatever.
Yeah.
But we will have to come up with that list. That was something that we came up with for a bit more audience participation.
Because, yeah, trying to get people... Because I think we'd spoken with some of the people in the royalty circle about sending booze and things around, which gets a bit complicated, it turns out. It's not as easy just to send booze to somebody's house unless you buy it off the shop and then they get it directly addressed.
Yeah, like, and again, it's very much, you know, it's difficult to buy smaller quantities, so you'd end up buying kind of bottles. Yeah. If it's like a spirit, it's a whole bottle. If it's like beers, it's a case.
Yeah.
So we don't really want to, we don't want people to lose loads of money from listening to us, but we want to obviously keep it fresh. We want to keep it fun. And I think participation is fun as well. Whenever we get someone who gives us topics or, you know, responds to a previous episode and says, I really enjoyed that, it was really funny, or, you know, I really related to that, that is rewarding to us, and that's why we keep doing it. So if we can get a bit more audience participation, even if it costs you £3 to send something really funny,
or and then obviously we're gonna film, the idea was any of the food treats, we would then do a special segment where we record that for a TikTok, for an Instagram, and then you'll
live reaction.
Yeah, live reaction, so you can see exactly.
Because I think that was one of the things, is we don't want to open it until the episode.
Yeah.
So it is pure reactionary.
It'll come in an Amazon box and it'll sit there quiet.
It will sit there quietly. So we'll need to, like, say, whatever list we make, we'll have to try and make, like, the Dadcast a shopping list. So when it's addressed to the Dadcast, we know it's something we can't open until the podcast. And I don't know whether you can put little notes in there of, like, who it's come from.
But you can. You could probably add a gift tag or something.
Yeah, if you can add a gift tag in there and, like, say, you know, this is for us, I hope you suffer.
Yeah, where you, what country you live in, what, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
Because as we now know from our Spotify Wrapped Up, we were streamed in over 26 countries last
26
year.
26 countries.
Which is incredible. So thank you for putting
If you stuck with us, thank you for enjoying the break, but we're glad you're back.
Yeah.
And now we want you to make us hurt.
Yeah, we've enjoyed you. We're glad you like the nice season. And now we want you to cause us pain.
We want to keep this interesting. Obviously, we want to introduce, not introduce, but maybe push more down the parenting route.
Yes.
So again, I think this comes into the structure of maybe having a topic which is different every week, but pre-planned. So maybe people can accompany that with questions.
Yeah, so like we decided we'd go through, like, because obviously tech and gaming is, is our bread and butter.
Yep.
So leaning into the realms of those aspects of, you know, introducing children and family members to gaming and tech and going through those tropes and tribulations of
that. We're very lucky that kind of, like, if you're a parent listening to us, it's not that we're fully through it yet, but we certainly have experienced enough.
Yeah, and we've got a good age range of
children
that are going through different aspects of using technology. So I think it's really nice.
Probably starting from Poppy being 7.
Yeah.
Through to Layla, who's
being
now
12.
So that covers a really interesting age group. A lot of changes, a lot of hormones.
Yeah, and obviously your girls play a lot more video games than my girls.
Yep.
But my girls do a lot of other techie bits. But
bit of VR.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of like contrast between the two families and what the, you know, their experiences with things going on with tech. Which
common
is
denominator, good. Gaming dad.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem in my house, is they don't get chance to game because I'm gaming.
You're on the game. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate here that we have 4 setups.
Mm.
2 in this room we're talking in now, and then 2 in their bedrooms. So there's always a PC spare where you're fighting over yours.
Yeah.
So unless you want to play on the telly or their handhelds, I get it. Yeah. I get it. And I, you know, I need to kick them out of this room more often than not. But yeah, so that's the themes for this season. Hopefully they'll be fun. They'll be good. I've definitely missed the doing the podcast. I've definitely missed having that thing to look forward to.
There has been a little hole in the weekend where you think, oh, do you know what I'd be doing right now?
I'd be doing a podcast.
And
I'd be having a bit of fun. Definitely miss you.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen each other probably since Christmas.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Like, we talked, obviously. But
in between Christmas and New Year, it's got to be similar to that.
It's a weird one, isn't it? It's like we...
I've dropped Poppy off from gymnastics a couple of times. It's just been a flying hello.
And that's the weird thing is we do... it's like those classic friendships where, especially blokes, I think, is you don't see each other for a month and then it's like nothing's ever changed.
No.
And that's nice in a way. I guess that's how you know that you know, you're proper mates stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, life has been very stressful for everyone, I think, over the last couple of years and things. And it's quite easy. I think, especially since you've backed off from social, I've cut back my social just because they're not enjoying it as much.
So that's probably why the communication's not been as much as we normally do.
Because we don't normally WhatsApp. We would speak in
the group chat.
In a group chat. And because the group chat's not been as active, then we've not naturally spoken as much.
A lot of people on Instagram have taken their foot off the gas for socials recently, yeah. especially the beginning of this year. But then it's just over Christmas. You know, like we say, January is a crappy month anyway for everyone.
Yeah, it's been a really busy one. Like, we'll go into some future episodes, but I've had a really, really busy January work-wise and lots of nice stuff on the horizon. Nice stuff that comes with a lot of hard work, but hopefully with hard work comes reward.
Well, yeah.
So I think the next 3 months for me, well, February we're in now, is going to be a massive prep for another business buyout. Mm-hmm. March is basically Disney.
Yeah.
You know, I'm away for 2 weeks in March. So March is a write-off for Disney. And then in April, we actually buy one of these other companies that we've been working with for a year.
Mm.
So there is a lot going on with work.
Behind the scenes.
That's kind of, you know, the most important thing in my life, really, because this is fun.
Yeah.
Podcast is fun. Socials is fun. That stuff is like pays the bills, pays the mortgage. So, I've had to focus on that quite a lot.
Exactly.
You know, and you've had a lot of challenges, obviously, being Mr. Head Technician and head of branch.
Yes, we've split because we've lost Kia as a dealership, basically. We're mm-hmm. now, rather than being a Kia dealer, we're now a Kia authorized repairer.
Yeah.
And we've got Dacia, the Renault brand, moving in to be a Dacia site. And so effectively my role now is I'm still the master technician for Kia, and we're still doing Kia work there. And there is a plan in place that eventually when Kia stops, I will just move to a new branch.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, should I decide to, I could just stay where I am and take on a whole new brand altogether.
And yeah.
See what happens.
So there's a lot of change.
There's a lot of change going on at the moment.
So we've all been busy bees.
Mm.
We've all been busy bees. Is there anything that's been going on that you think our listeners would like to listen to? What you've been into? What you've been doing? What you've been gaming? What you've been playing?
Obviously, if you do follow me on Instagram, I have posted a couple of Gran Turismo reels mm-hmm. because I've got my steering wheel for Christmas.
You're grinding that. You're enjoying that.
I've been loving that. But the last couple of weeks, I've had no time to dig the wheel out and get it up. Yeah. So other than that, I've just been back on Baldur's Gate 3.
Yep.
Played that a lot. And to be fair, me and Emily, we've been playing some Fortnite, so...
I'm really enjoying Fortnite.
Yeah, we've been...
Are you doing, like, the little RB stuff on the side, or are you
playing
no build?
Yeah, so I've been playing no build.
I love no build.
And then Emily's been doing, like, we're doing the 700 level RB.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, we smashed, like, 500 levels of that.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
But the best thing about that RB is I went from level 12 to 25 in an hour.
That's amazing.
On that RB, because you apparently, I think the XP stacks... for each one that you don't fail.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing it and I'm just like clearing level after level, I get to the end of it and it's like, here's 30,000 XP. And it's
amazing.
Like, whoa, I'll have some of that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
How about you?
With no build, have you got the battle pass?
No.
So I've got all the Peter Griffin stuff.
Yes. This is where we lost you at Christmas.
You did lose me. Yeah, I got COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
So that was part of it. But like Christmas was like, I'm going to give Fortnite a go. I've heard about no build. And obviously I played Fortnite, what, six years ago or whatever, when it was like fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hated it. I hated the building aspect. I didn't like it. So the fact they took all the building out and played no build, it's actually a really good game.
Because we played it here in between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah,
it was
quite
fun.
The mechanics are
really
good.
And that's why I downloaded it again, because I thought it was not too bad.
Yeah, it's a good game. And it doesn't take yourself too seriously.
No.
There's, you know, they update their outfits and the weapons and everything really often, whereas I think like Apex goes a bit stale because, you know, it's very paywalled, but also, I mean, I know Fortnite is paywalled as well, but it just felt like it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, fun characters. In fact, you can be Peter Griffin running around, or at the moment it's the giant chicken, his nemesis, yeah, with the drumstick weapons. So it's stuff like that. You think that's actually really fun.
It's almost like a no-brainer game, isn't it? You can just sort of switch off.
And I've gone through the entire battle pass. I've finished the battle pass. I've finished the extra quests. The only thing I've got to unlock, I've unlocked the Peter Copter. So the only thing I've got to unlock now is the golden Peter suit. So I've enjoyed that. Obviously, Power World, we talked about, is basically a Pokemon copy mixed with Monster World, whatever it is.
Yeah, Monster Hunter.
And probably a little bit of like... a little bit of, not Minecraft, but something else that's kind of like you build your base.
Like Ark or something.
Yeah, or like, you know, Raft or whatever. So it's like a nice little thing of like building your base. So you can get guns, you can get bows and arrows, you can get grappling guns. You can also get your creatures and you can train them and level them up and then they fight for you. It's like a bastardization of like four or five franchises.
Yeah.
But it's actually really fun.
It does look good, Power World. I mean, I saw something. I think Pokemon are trying to find a way to tear it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're not happy.
I wouldn't surprise me but if it does that look ended happy. Up
it does look quite interesting.
So it's free on Game Pass.
Yeah,
it's $24.99 if it's not. Mm. Having played it for like a lot of hours in the last week or two,
you'll happily pay for it.
I would say it's worth paying for if you don't have Game Pass.
Because my motto always is with buying a new game is like £1 to £2 an hour. So really, one of my good friends that we play with on a Thursday night,
he put
this mentality into me where, you know, if you're buying a game and you say if you give yourself £1 an hour, £60, are you going to play 60 hours of that game?
Yes.
Then you've
worth it. Paid for itself.
You paid for itself, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I mean, it's like there's certain games like Starfield that I binged and then I put down. I've got no appetite to go back to, but I probably did get my money's worth.
Yes, yeah, I deleted it the other day.
Yeah, it's just like
I finished it once. I can't see myself playing it again.
It's one of those where you kind of like, as soon as you put it down, it loses its spark. I think it's a bit of addictiveness that gets you through that game. Power World's probably not much different. If I get past the main boss, I don't know whether I pick it back up again.
Yeah.
But Fortnite has really grabbed me.
There's no end to it, really, is
there's
it?
There's no end.
It's just like a chill game.
It's just a chill game. And being a parent, sometimes it's the games that you can just pick up for an hour, put down, half an hour, put down, half an hour I can do two games, put it down, you know, and I've not like have to remember where I was when I played it last time.
The only thing you have to remember is to log out once in a while.
Yeah.
Because you will get kicked out.
Yes.
Because you did.
I did. I played so much one day that they said, you are spamming the servers.
You've been logged in for too long. Go outside and touch some grass.
Take a fucking break. Go get some fresh
air. You know it's bad when the game says you've played too long.
It probably thought, you know, remember Blade 1 where it had that character, it was just this big blob. It probably thought I was one of them, like, yeah, Blade! Probably thought, like, you need to go outside and get some fresh air. So yeah.
Go outside. Yeah, remember, you're in the real world, and
yeah, go pay your bills, do some work. So there we go. So I think we've got tons to cover in upcoming episodes. We will obviously hone this over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now we've recorded this, it does actually kick off season 4.
Where does that put us? Because I've got a scary event happening in the next couple of.
And don't forget, in March I have Disney, so we need to work out our timings.
Yeah, well, we might have to do a two like back to back to try and get some.
Quite
out.
Possibly. Get a little bit of content ahead.
So we're the 2nd today, the 9th. So we will be recording on the 6th. Next one will be the 16th.
Yep.
Yeah, which is, yeah, so that week is the week that both the girls go to Disney.
Euro Disney.
Our two girls, yeah. So Layla and Emily are going to Euro Disney with Brownies and Guides.
Okay.
And me and Jess are staying in the UK while they're in France.
So you're going to make another baby, you're saying?
No, absolutely not. if anything, I'm going to sleep in one of their rooms just to get away.
We might just make love.
It's a bit of a nerve-wracking moment. That's going to be sending those two off.
Of course it is. Different country.
To a different country, or we're stuck over here.
Wow. So yeah, I would be bricking it. Like Daisy's going to she's going to a school kind of, you know, camping away next weekend.
Mm.
And then the Saturday after she gets back on the Friday next week, and then the Saturday is a sneak event in London.
Okay.
Which if you'll be working.
I'll be working.
I was going to say it'd be nice if you can come up with us on that one, but that's the Valentine's Day sneak event.
Yeah. Speak of, on the back of that, did you see the, I'll use an inverted commas, talent that they employed for their video for the...
I saw the big teddy bear getting fondled, but I didn't really look too hard.
There's like a video of like a woman who was
doing stuff.
Yeah, who was like talking about it and whatnot.
I did not.
It was like the teaser video. No. Oh, okay.
Who is it?
It's called Rebecca Goodwin. She's some sort of like TikTok/OnlyFans model.
It's not Laura Goodwin's sister, is it?
I don't know.
That's the one that Kyle Walker slept with and had a baby with.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to do some digging after this.
Yeah, because I saw it on there and I was like, this is a little bit...
They've gone very to the cuff with this one.
Yeah, they have.
And a lot of people that are maybe a bit more prudish are probably not...
Not into it.
Not into it.
No.
Whereas for me, I'm like, fucking just...
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Send me 10 dildos with sneak
They've literally just... If they hadn't made sneak dildos has surprised me, they haven't done that. Because that's how...
They have, though. They have.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
I've had the list of stuff they're making. I don't know, I can't really talk about it, but no. I know there is a lover's box...
Oh,
that
okay.
has everything in it.
That's horrific.
Everything in it. And I did ask if they had any spare.
Their mascot is a rabbit, so...
Exactly. So it's an easy transition. But yeah, I didn't get any. Have you had anything at all?
Oh, literally nothing for months.
Okay, fine. I'll show you what I've had.
Yeah.
They asked me if I wanted it, and it's just the basics, basically. So it's flavors and a shaker. I'll show you that off camera or off mic in the moment. Yeah. But I know there are some bundles and gift boxes and clothing and neon signs, and there's some really cool stuff with this one.
Yeah.
But it is, yeah, if you're not into that stuff, that's fine.
It is very whips and chains and bondage, isn't it?
Very much so. So I'm like, where do I sign?
Yeah.
So basically they're doing an event in Soho,
okay,
in London next weekend, which is the weekend of the 10th, I want to say.
Yes, it is.
We might go up. So if you are listening to this and you like Sneak and you like me and you like the Dadcast and you like stuff, then I might see you there.
Yeah.
We haven't decided 100%
if
yet.
If you're into the Dadcast and sex, then come see Matt in London.
If you're into bondage, me and my wife will be there. We'll be putting our keys in the bowl. We will be seeing.
I'm going to picture the face that's being pulled on the other side of that door right now.
Why do you think I said it quietly? So we will be up there maybe next weekend. We're about 90%. We've got a babysitter. But it's just like, it's London. You've got to drive. You've got to park. You've got to come back the same day.
You've got train it, or are you driving it?
We'll drive it. But the thing is, like, we always miss these things because they're always midweek in London.
Yeah.
And this is like, it's a Friday and a Saturday. And, you know, I miss so many of these things.
Yeah.
And this is one where I have an opportunity to go to.
A lot of the, like, influencer events, they're always like, you get all the emails for it.
Wednesday, like, on a Thursday in London.
Wednesday evening. You're like, who's getting to London on Wednesday evening?
Yeah, exactly. Especially
when we live down here.
Yeah, and especially if you have normal jobs.
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty much there with it, but we'll confirm shortly.
We're close to turning into a full episode.
We are. So let's wrap it up here. So thank you, everyone, for tuning back into season 4, the intro, prequel, warm-up, seasonal fluffer.
And hopefully by the time we get to the first episode, we will have
everything
an idea
out
of what we're going to talk about that episode, and the Amazon links will be available.
Yes. And other things we talked about this season was be more active on the Dadcast Instagram.
Yep. I need to log into it.
You know, getting into that, logging you into it for a start would be a good start. and then just making it, a lot more connected to our audience. So if you're not following us already on Instagram, just search for the_Dadcast and give us a follow. And that will be a good place for us to announce upcoming episode topics.
Yep.
Where you can join in, send nasty stuff.
And then as per last season, if you have a topic, that's where you can.
It really helps.
You can send in any questions you've
Parenting,
got.
Parenting, gaming, tech, booze.
If there's a gaming drop, or you're going through the terrible twos, or kids not sleeping, anything like that, we'll be here.
We'll either impart our wisdom or make you feel better about yourself because we suck at it.
Yeah.
So there
exactly
we go.
Exactly that. No one's perfect.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning back in, and thank you for allowing us to take a break in January, and thank you for tuning in as always. And we will look forward to going to a full episode. Bit longer than this one, but not much.
not much. In a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks' time. Thank you, everyone. We'll catch you soon. Take it easy.
Bye.